We are in the food court at the Chesterfield Mall, and the Marines are here too, and they are collecting toys, and we've had a great outpouring of response this afternoon, including a couple of people who brought little bicycles for some kids.
Yeah.
And the people from one of the Build-A-Bear workshops in the area came by and brought a whole bunch of teddy bears over, and I keep waiting for the woman who runs the candy kiosk to come over and donate stuff to me. Is that a little bit too selfish when we're talking Toys for Tots?
Peanut clusters?
No, just regular chocolate would be good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm good with peanut clusters.
One for you, one for the Toys for Tots, maybe.
Two for me, one for the kid. Because it's going to melt by the time the kids get it.
Oh, that's true.
You know, in this hot weather that we're having.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's time for the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at this time. The phone lines are open now back in the studio. Mitch and Colin will answer your phone calls and pass them along to us. And you can play on the air by just calling 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. According to the rules, if you have played in the last 30 days, then today you may not play. Otherwise, you're completely eligible to play. And do we have a contestant lined up ready to go, Mitch?
We do. We have Cortland.
You're going to have to say it louder because I've got the Marquette High School band playing behind me.
We have Cortland.
Cortland.
Welcome. Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you on. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just trying to head home safe without getting bumped by anyone.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea in weather like this. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we have the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge stored. And play them and push the button so that they come out this time every week. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, love those cheerleader outfits. And category three, space movies before Gravity. That's not before there was gravity on the planet. That's before the space movie Gravity earlier this year. Which one would you like, Cortland?
I would like space movies before Gravity.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge for our first-time listeners. We start with the one-point question and work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If you pass on a question and there's still time, you can go back and pick it up as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the one-minute mark, because that's when we will stop and tally up your points. If you don't get past halfway, which means 7.5 points or less, then I will have to punish you. But if you do get past that, in other words, 8 or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
What you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant. In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And we have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Sub.
Personally endorsed by me in return for nothing.
There's one, they have one in the Westport area and several other locations throughout St. Louis.
Now, here's how it works on the Harris Challenge. If you answer all five correctly, that would be 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and you won't have your choice of prizes. You'll get them both. And we tallied it up, and we checked with the IRS on this, and we're sorry that you'll have to pay the taxes, because that has a prize value of well over
$1 million.
I think I can swing it.
All right, Cortland, your category is Space Movies Before Gravity. 60 seconds on the clock. It'll be interesting to see how this works with the band in the background. But let's play the Harris Challenge. In what year does the Space Odyssey take place?
2001.
Correct. What movie and its sequels starred Sigourney Weaver doing battle in deep space?
Alien.
Correct. Who went into space to save the world as James Bond in the movie Moonraker?
That would be Roger Moore.
That's correct. What animal did Kirk and crew come back to Earth to find in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home?
Humpback whales, George and Gracie.
Correct. And what Tom Wolfe book became a movie about the early days of the space program?
Boy, that's a tough one. The Right Stuff.
Cortland, you've got The Right Stuff because you got a clean sweep and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm sorry I'm not going to hear the punishment music.
Well,
but I'll keep on so I can.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, stay tuned. I think you've got about a 50-50 shot. But we'll see. Maybe the other contestants can do as well as you did. Congratulations to you, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right, we move on now to our next contestant. And who's that, Mitch?
That would be Pat.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. How are you today?
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say how much I enjoy listening to your show on Friday and your weekend show overnight on Saturday and Sunday. I wish you were on every night.
Thank you very much. I would be extremely tired. But thank
but
you.
But awfully rich.
I appreciate you. You don't know the radio business. If you can make that deal for me, Pat, I'll give you 10%.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. Thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Love those cheerleader outfits or frequently asked fish?
What was the last one?
Frequently asked fish.
Fish?
Yeah, fish, F-I-S-H, fish.
Let's try the cheerleaders.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which one-time cheerleader made his feature movie debut in The Jerk?
I'll pass.
Which one-time cheerleader played a nun in Dead Man Walking?
Played a nun? Would that be Sigourney Weaver?
Susan Sarandon. Which one-time cheerleader played Anthony Maselli on the TV show Who's the Boss?
That would be Tony Danza.
Correct. Which one-time cheerleader won an Oscar for L.A. Confidential?
Russell Crowe?
Kim Basinger.
Oh.
Five-pointer. Which Close. One-time cheerleader co-starred with Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies and is married to filmmaker Christopher Guest?
That'd be Jamie Lee Curtis?
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which one-time cheerleader made his feature movie debut in The Jerk?
I have no idea. I've never seen the movie. I have no idea. I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's okay.
Can he have a lifeline? No.
Yeah, Dan, the correct answer is?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Oh, that was my next guess. Doggone it. Oh. I'm going to get punished. What's
only it,
boy?
Only it had more time and knowledge.
Then I'll say Steve Martin.
You know what, Pat? I'm sorry I can't give you the points for that, but I don't have to because Tony Danza gave you 3 and Jamie Lee Curtis gave you 5, and that's 8, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
He hung up.
Oh,
he
Pat.
Hung up.
Pat, you shouldn't have hung up. First of all, you would have been able to win your prize, and second of all, even if I were punishing you, take it like a man, for
yeah.
goodness sake. All right, who's our third contestant, Mitch?
Oh, we got Jim.
Hi, Jim. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Jim, are you there? Testing 1, 2.
Okay. Maybe no Jim.
Okay.
Should we go to Tim?
All right. Tim.
Hello.
You're on the Harris Challenge. Hi, tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
TGIF, Let's Not Snow.
Okay. We have 3 categories here. Have you been paying attention? Frequently asked fish or a multiple choice week?
Multiple choice week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Is it Tim or Jim? I forgot already.
Tim.
Thank you.
Tim,
let's play the Harris Challenge.
Let's play.
Which company named Mary Barra its first female CEO this week? GM, Men's Warehouse, or Domino's?
GM.
Correct. On which planet's moon have scientists spotted what look like huge plumes of water erupting from the surface? Is it Jupiter, Mars, or Venus?
Jupiter.
Correct. Which rock band that gained fame in the 70s and 80s has taken a dispute between members to court? Is it Foreigner, Cheap Trick, or REO Speedwagon?
Foreigner.
Cheap Trick. Which of these was not involved in a merger to create the biggest airline in the world? American, U.S. Airways, or Delta?
Delta.
Correct. Which of these senators was not involved in drafting the proposed new bipartisan budget deal? Patty Murray, Rand Paul, or Paul Ryan?
Can I hear those again, please?
Patty Murray, Rand Paul, or Paul Ryan? Hurry.
Rand Paul.
Just before the buzzer, you said Rand Paul. You should have said Rand Paul. Oh, you did say Rand Paul.
Hey.
Yeah, nicely done, Tim. You got yourself 12 points, and we've got 3 winners in a row. Nicely done.
Yay.
Stan.
Wow.
I have to once again remind all of our contestants, please contain your enthusiasm.
Yes, wow.
Tim, hang on, and Mitch will tell you how you get your prize while he tells me who my 4th contestant is for today. Mitch?
Looks like we have Randy.
All right, Randy, would you like have you... I'm sorry, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a small business owner, and I'm sitting out here on a parking lot watching and do nothing.
Would you like to plug your small business?
Well, that's not necessary. But the last time I talked to you, which was about 6 years ago, it was under the same circumstances. It was a blizzard. I called it a blizzard.
Wow. Well, today you're calling in a terrible, terrible rain.
Monsoon.
Yeah. Wait,
all right, which category would you like, Randy? Have you been paying attention or frequently asked fish?
I'm going to try the fish thing.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, the only kind of fish that can swim backwards are sharks?
False.
That is false. How many species of fish are there? Fewer than 5,000, about 10,000, or more than 20,000?
I'd say more than 20.
You're correct. True or false, most fish can't sleep like we do because they don't have eyelids.
False.
True. For 2 points each, name two of the seven different kinds of tuna that commercial fishermen go after.
Yellow, kale, and blue.
I'm going to give it to you. Yellowfin and bluefin. The others are albacore, big eye, blackfin, bonito, and skipjack. Here's your five-pointer. True or false, salmon live in fresh water but give birth in salt water.
Say that again.
Salmon live in fresh water but give birth in salt water.
False.
It's the opposite. They live in salt water and give birth in fresh water.
Correct.
So you got everything but the three-pointer, so that's 12 points for you, Randy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. What do I win?
You win your choice of the subs or the donuts. And hang on, and Mitch will tell you how you get whatever you choose while we meet our fifth contestant for the day. Do we still have prizes, prize man?
Oh, sure we do.
Okay.
I was hoping you would ask a question about the incredible Mr. Limpet there on the fish questions.
I'm sorry, Don Knotts. who's our fifth contestant, Mitch?
We have Mike.
All right, Mike, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention, or have you been paying attention?
I will go with, have you been paying attention?
All right, kind of a controversial pick, but let's see how you do. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year this week?
The Pope.
Correct. Which country's leader had his uncle executed because he was supposedly part of a plot to overthrow the leadership?
Italy.
North Korea. Why was a man named Tomsanka Jonchi in the news this week?
Pass.
Which pop star surprised fans by dropping a new album today with 14 tracks and 17 videos?
Beyonce.
Correct. Which of these? No, that's wrong too. Read the paper, Paul. I will. Thanks for asking. What did Uruguay become the first nation to do this week?
Oh, pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Why was a man named Tomsanka Jonchi in the news this week?
Oh, was he the hearing-impaired translator?
That's correct.
All right.
And what about Uruguay? What did they do this week that nobody's ever done? All over 420 land, they're saying they legalized weed.
Sweet.
The first country to do it nationwide. So let's see how you did here. You got Beyonce. Frankly, that should be enough for any man.
I know.
But we add in the fake sign language interpreter and Pope Francis, and we have a party, don't we?
Man.
If you could get those three in the same place at the same time, you would have, well, one of them's a psycho, so you may not want to have all three of them in the same place. You choose which one I'm talking about. But 4 and 3 and 1 is 8 points, Mike, and we have 5 winners today. Congratulations.
Very good, thank you.
That means we take our punishment music and stick it back in the audio vault and bring it back next week, saving a lot of time and trouble for me and Ian. And that's the Harris Challenge. That's how we do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.